This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is revoking the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan, who served in the Obama administration. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced the decision at a White House briefing Wednesday. She's citing Brennan's erratic conduct and behavior and accuses him of lying and wild outbursts. She also claims he's leveraged his status to make unfounded allegations. Sanders says Brennan isn't the only person whose security clearance is being considered for revocation.
He's also looking into the clearances of Comey, Clapper, Hayden, Rice, and McCabe.
Brennan has been deeply critical of President Trump's conduct. A suicide bombing inside one of Kabul's educational institutions has killed at least 48 people, wounded dozens more. A Kabul police spokesman said the attack happened late in the afternoon while students were attending classes there. The injured have been taken to local hospitals. The Taliban has denied any involvement in Wednesday's blast. Rescuers in Italy are searching for a second day through tons of broken concrete and twisted steel for more survivors and bodies after a bridge collapsed and killed at least 39 people. Associated Press correspondent Charles De Ledesma has that story.
Angelo Borelli, the head of Genoa's Civil Protection Department, says around 1,000 rescuers have been working since after the bridge collapsed on Tuesday to search for any possible missing persons. The collapse of Morandi Bridge sent dozens of cars and three trucks plunging as much as 150 feet as many Italian families were on the roads ahead of a popular national vacation period. Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has announced that three children are among the dead, and the Albanian authorities say two of their nationals lost their lives too. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. The U.S. on Wednesday sanctioned companies in China, Russia, and Singapore, it says, were violating the trade embargo with North Korea. It is Washington's latest effort to keep pressure on Pyongyang to end its nuclear weapons development. The U.S. Treasury accused China's Dalian Sun Moon Star International Logistics Trading Company, along with its Singapore-based affiliate, of falsifying documents to ease illicit shipments of alcohol and cigarettes into North Korea. It netted the companies more than $1 billion each year. The sanctions freeze any assets they may have in the United States, but also blocks Americans from doing business with them altogether. The jury is set to begin deliberations in the fraud case against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The government says the financial fraud case boils down to Mr. Manafort and his lies, saying greed and deception were behind his alleged efforts to hide millions of dollars from the IRS and then lie to banks to keep the money flowing. It's asking a federal jury outside Washington to convict Manafort on 18 felony counts of tax evasion and bank fraud.
Turkey on Wednesday announced tariff hikes on a range of U.S. goods in the latest back-and-forth move amid a deteriorating relationship between the two countries. The extra tariffs apply to imports of vehicles, alcohol, coal, rice, and cosmetics. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing the United States of waging a targeted economic war in his country, and on Tuesday he proposed a boycott of U.S. electronic goods. Trump administration sources say further sanctions against Turkey are under active consideration. A Haitian woman who was charged with child abuse at a New Mexico compound has been taken into custody by immigration authorities after living in the United States illegally for over 20 years. Janie LaVille, who's 35, was taken into custody by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the county in New Mexico Tuesday, and now she must appear before a judge to resolve her immigration status. By the end of next month, the White House will have determined the maximum number of refugees that could be allowed into the United States in the coming fiscal year. That begins October 1st. The letter to the president, signed by 270 local and state politicians from 42 of the 50 U.S. states, requested that 75,000 refugees be admitted in the coming fiscal year. But between the massive cuts to the program since President Trump took office and the administration's repeated suspicions of refugees as a national security threat, the outlook is bleak for the decades-long program, which was, until last year, the most robust third-country resettlement program in the world. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.